Good morning, Chodesh Tov, Masechet Erchin Daf Yud Zayin. We're just ending off right at the last words here of the line of Daf Tet Zayin. I must just mention that the rabbi gave a most brilliant shiur last night, by the way. He took the concept of Lashon Hara, like the way it's broken down in the Gemara, to the three different cases which we saw about speaking in front of a balabait or speaking in front of three people, etc. And Shadia, the machloket Rishonim around all those different ways. Rambam, Rashi quoted Mepharshim on Rambam and then brought the Hilchot Shmek Lashon from the Chofetz Chaim Sefer and tying them all in it. It was remarkable to take what we had like sort of gone through the sugya, and he broke it down and showed how a whole machloket Rishonim developed from a simple change in the reading of a few basic. It was fascinating. Okay. So we carried on with the Gemara of Lamani Dani Rishonim. After the Surim, we said, if you've gone 40 days without Surim, then you've got your Lamos. You want to know, right, that you don't get Lamabai in this world, that you've got a bit of Surim. Living at Bemarava Amre, in Yisrael, they said, Puranut Mizdamenet Lo. Right? Not that you kibel Olamo, that you got your Lamabai, but the other two we should have ended off yesterday, but Puranut Mizdamenet Lo. Look at Rashi. Misha avru alab arbim yom below isurin. See, 40 days went, there was no isurin. You never had even a little bit of anguish. Then you got to be careful because then puranut is going to come your way. Bad things are going to happen to you. So therefore, we're quite excited, I suppose, to have a little bit of anguish. If a jacket doesn't fit you, you put in your pants the wrong way around, or the clothes, your socks, you take out the wrong change. All the examples that Gemara gave are things to be a bit excited about. Ketav b'lezer agad romer. Shabbi Lazar, Eliezer Agadol says like this: Il Malay Baruch Baruch Avram Avinu im Avram Yitzchak veYaakov Badin. If it wasn't that Avram, that Hashem Himself was there with Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov Badin, Ein Yecholim Lamod B'Nei Tochacha. There was godly intervention here. Look at Rabbi Gershom over here. He says, Milamed. Basically, Hashem gave them a bit of tzedakah here, a bit of help in the process. Because if you come badin, you can't stand up to the Shneimar. V'atayt yatzvu b'shpata etchem lifnei Hashem et kol tzedakot Hashem asa etchem v'et avotechem. Can Rashi add in here? Mibnei tochacha sheya mochiach lehem ma'asehem. Right? Now, before the next pasuk comes a question, Rashi puts in a question there. My dichtiv, okay, that's almost like a new sort of question. We saw the first answer was badin because of the. It says the ishbata b'tzedakot, he gave tzedakah. Shmuel Gershom explains that. Then Rashi adds in here, my dichtiv zedor dor shav. Okay, what do you mean when we say zedor dor shav? Okay, look at Shmuel Gershom. He says here when it says zedor dor shav, klomar kedor kain dor shav, haynu manigav. So basically what he's saying, yeah, according to the generation, so does it become its leaders. In other words, each generation gets what they deserve. I think that's an easy way of saying it, right? They get the leaders that they deserve. So it's like the Zedor Doshav, Vakshay Panecha Yaakov said, Pligi Barabi Yehuda Nesiyev Rabbanan. So it's a machloket. Chad Amar Dor Lefi Parnas. One says, no, the nation is according to their leaders. Chad Amar Parnas Lefi Doro. One says, no, the leader is according to his nation. So in other words, okay, you got the idea, right? So Gemara says, new tachlis lemai, what?
You get what you deserve.
Or the other way around.
Both
get what you deserve. Right, so either the leader gets what he deserves, or the am gets what they deserve, depending how you look at it. Which, where's the focus, right? So Gemara says, lemai hilchata, tachlis, what's the halacha here? What's the practical implication here? It says, ilay melemeliyuta. See, ilay melemeliyuta. In other words, it's le right. Look, Rashi lemaliyuta leinyan chasidut, right? The mar savar I male dare male parnas. That the one opinion says that if the generation are good, then so too will the parnas be good. Well, mar savar I male parnas. If the parnas is good, male dare, then the generation will be good. Like we understood, right? Which is ha'ika. We've got a case of Tzidkia. Tave male. He was a good king. But Dare Luhave Male, but I think his generation wasn't a good generation. Baha Yehoyakim, where do Yakim? To Luhave Male was a bad king. But Dare Have Male. How do we know that? Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Madich Tiv. Better pass it over here. The pasuk comes from Vayikra. From Yirmiyah. Bereshit mamlechut Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu melech Yudah haya hadabar hazeh et Hashem nemor. So bereshit mamlechut. What do you mean bereshit mamlechut? Yehoyakim melech Yehudah. Right? So if you look at the shita mekubetzet, the ot bet, very important here. It says bereshit mamlechut Yehoyakim melech Yehudah. Bereshit mamlechut Tzidkiyahu melech Yehudah. See, basically the Gemara brought here two cases. One of Tzidkiyahu, who was a good king, but the nation wasn't a good king. The one of Yehoyakim, he was a bad king, the nation was a good king. We've got two psukim over here, right? Bereshit mamlechot Yehoyakim, and Bereshit mamlechit Tzidkiyah, melech Yehuda. So both times it says Bereshit. Because Yosh Baruch Hu lachzir et ha'olam et tov avoy. Why say Bereshit? To go back to the beginning, Bereshit. We want to send the world back to Bereshit, to the time of the creation. Bishvil Yehoyakim, kevan shenishtakel b'doro, as soon as he saw it, because of Yehoyakim, he wanted to send him back to the beginning. He saw the doro nityashva da'ato. Now then, b'kesh kosh baruch hu lachzir et ha'olam etov avo, b'mnei doro shor shel Tzidkiyahu. Kevach the Kelbet Tzidkiyahu himself, so there was a nityashev da'ato. Tzidkiyahu was a good king, his nation, I think it's the other way around, huh? Yeah, Tzidkiyahu was a good king, his nation was bad. Same idea, he wanted to wipe out the world because of the door. Kevach the Kelbet Tzidkiyahu, nityashev da'ato. So therefore the Gemara says, it can't be because of chasidut, because of ma'aliyuta. If it's ma'aliyuta, then it shouldn't, we've got examples in both directions here, right? It should be consistent if it's ma'aliyuta. So he says, no, he says, therefore, the Gemara says, Ele le'inyan tukfa v'nichuta kaminan. Right? It's rather, what's the connection here between these two? With regards to tukfa, as he says, they're ka'as, and nichuta noach l'ratzot. So it would depend that sometimes you can be cross with the nation and the king can be appeasement, and sometimes you can be cross with the king and the nation can be appeasing. Each time, will be a little bit different, so it varies. It's not just a one direction or the other. Okay, Hadran Alach Yesh Be'erchid, Hadran Alach Yesh Be'erchid. Okay, now we carry on with similar halachas. We've spoken already, we saw at the very beginning of the shiur, we discussed also in the introduction that Heseg Yad, this concept of Heseg Yad is unique to Erchin, remember? And it's only when the guy says Erchi alai or Erchin Shilploni alai. If he says Damai alai or Damav alai, there's no dispensation for the Ani being poor. With Erchin, if he's poor and he makes a donation, he has to give, let's say, he says Erchi alai and he's a 30-year-old, he has to give 50 shekels. Right, if he's 60, then goes down, right? If he's 50 shekels. And he hasn't got the 50 shekels. He can only afford one shekel or two shekels. We said, no, not less than a shekel. Remember, we said, less than, not less than a shekel. But then he pays the money and he's done. His deal is done. He's finished. Got no more chovot to the Beit HaMikdash. On the other hand, if he says, damai alai or damav alai, and then he turns out he's poor, and he can only afford a shekel, he's got to pay the shekel, but he owes the debt. And if he makes money, he's got to then make it up, right? That's the difference between Erechim, we said. So that's what the Mishnah says. Yeah, Heseg Yad Benoder. So Heseg Yad goes after the Noder himself. Rashi says, Torat din Heseg Yad. Right, this concept, this halacha of Heseg Yad, she'ani nidom erichin nevi nezek, div imachu me'ekra, but batan Noder to go after the guy who's making the actual Noder himself. V'lo batan nidak fashe, not after the person he made. So if he said, Erich ploni alai, and ploni has to be a very poor guy, we can't say, he's a poor guy, I'm going to pay a lesser amount. No. If you're rich and you can afford it, you pay. It goes after the person making the neder, okay? That's what the Mishnah is. On the other hand, v'hashanim benidar. When he says, when you go after years, so if I say, Erech ploni, Erech ariyei alai, so then, and I might be, okay, well, that doesn't work over here, we're in the same category. But let's say there's a kid. So say, Yonatan, my son with the children, I say, Erech Yonatan alai. So he's 15. So he's, I've only got to give 20 shekels, 30 shekels, what's the lesser amount? How much for a kid from six, from 5 to 20 was? 30 shekels, wasn't it?
Five is 5.
And then 5 to 20 is 15, no? Or 20. Right, it's 20 shekels. So it's 20 shekels. But I am 52, so I would have to, if it was me, I'd have to give 50 shekels. So here we go after the nidar, after him. So I say, Erech, Yonatan alai, I'm only going to give 20 shekels. Right? That's what he's saying over here. Look at Rashi, Vashani benidak, Rafash Dagaman, Yelet, Sheerich Zaken. I keep the other example, Rashi. Right? A youngster who's digging Zaken, Noten Erech Zaken. If he said Erki alai, I would believe. He said Ele Erich Plani. He said Plani is Erich alai. Verich zaken ben shishim v'mala pachot mi'erich yedis. Okay, so Rashi used the opposite example that I gave, right? Where zaken is less than a kid. He's 15, I think, right? A 60-year-old is 50. He's 15, is that right? Just look at quick in your chart. 60 is 15 shekels.
Yeah.
60 is 50, right? So now, verich, right? V'hashani benida. V'ha'erchin b'ne'erach. Right, when it comes to erchin, so we go on the ne'erach. Look at Rashi. Katzav ha'erech de'zakar v'nekeva. The erchin goes on the ne'erach. So similar to like the shanim go on the nidar, the person that I'm talking about, so to the money, right? If I do erchin, it's on the person I'm talking about, right? Batar ne'erach azil v'lo batar marach. Not the person who's making it, very similar to the previous halacha. Especially kaman isha herich isha. So if a man is doing erich on an isha, the amar erich ploni alai noten erich isha hanerach. He pays the woman's value, right? So if they're both the same age, we go after the woman, not after the man. And also, says the Mishnah, another halacha is v'ha'erich bezman ha'erich. What do you mean bezman ha'erich? Look at Rashi. Kedivash lekaman she'im erich atzmo pachot b'men eshrim. Now erich katan v'kodem netinato nasa ben eshrim. So a guy said, makes a thing. He says erki alai. And it's a day or a week before his 20th birthday. So he's now under 20. So it's only got to bring 20 shekels, right? And then by the time he actually brings the money, he's now turned 20 already. So now he goes into a category of 50 shekels. So no, the question is, no. Ha'erech lefi b'zman ha'erech. We've got to tell that he made the erech, right? That's something in the stream. Enu noten ele kesha she'erich tchila. Okay. So now the Mishnah, so we've got those four halachas. Hesek Yad goes off to the guy who's making the neder, if he's poor or not with regards to Erechin. Shanim goes off to the guy who he's talking about, the Erech, the person he's talking about, and the value is the time if he makes of himself. Or I suppose if I said Erko Alai, and he was 19, and then he became 20, it would be the same thing, right? I'd give it when he was 19 or when he was 20. Mishnah goes on and says, Hesek Yad Benoder Ketzer. So now this first halacha here of Hesek Yad Benoder Ketzer. Ani She'erich Et Ashir. So yeah, I'm marichin aria, right? And now, so I would be able to get away with less money. But now he's a rich guy, so I've got to give his full value, right? That's what we think. Noten erich ani. You go according to your value. Ashir shrichet ani. A rich guy who gives erich says erich ploni alai, and he's a poor guy. Noten erich ashir as well. He goes according to himself. Aval b'korbanot, the Mishnah here, I'll say it's a little bit tricky. The Mishnah says, Aval b'korbanot eino ken. So we see that erchin, right? If I say ercho alai or erchi alai, there we go, rich, poor, we go after the person who makes the neder. When it comes to korbanot, says the Mishnah, the Tanakama in here says, eino ken. Harei she'amar korbanot shel metzora ze alai. A metzora. Now, why is the Mishnah bringing a case of Metzorah? Because we know that even with a Metzorah, remember, a Metzorah brings two birds. Remember, the one he lets free and the one he shechts with the blood, remember, and then he brings the Korban afterwards. Even a Metzorah has got Hesek Yad. Remember that? A Metzorah also, if he's poor, he brings different Korban. He brings a Mincha, I think it is, and a Korban said if he's poor. So the notion of Korban Ani of Metzorah also applies. A Metzorah Ani brings less than a Metzorah Ashir. Correct, but you're right. Everybody poor can bring less than you're right. Any poor person can bring less. That's if it's a korban chatat or not, right? If he says he makes a neder and he's got to bring an animal, then he's got to then it would make him if he got poor. But with the Metzorah, it says specifically that he's got to bring the two birds and the whole story. It says v'im tasig yador, whatever. I think we'll see just now, but I think you're right. So yeah, Haresh Amar. So now a guy standing there, but I mentioned, he sees a Metzorah bringing his birds. And he says, whatever that Metzorah is bringing, I'm also going to bring. So it's almost like an Ercho Alai, right? But he says, he's Korbanot Alai. So now, Korbanosha Metzorah Ze Alai, Haya Metzorah Ani, maybe Korban Ani. Ashir, if the Metzorah is an Ashir, maybe Korban Ashir. Okay, so here it doesn't go after the guy who's making the Neder. He now says, I'm bringing what the Metzorah is bringing. So now I'm dependent on the Metzorah, not on me. Right? With Erechim, he said, dependent on me. With the Metzorah, we're now saying I'm dependent on the if I bring a Korban, I'm depending on what the other guy was bringing. Got it? Now, if he's a rich Metzorah, and the guy making it is a poor guy, too late. He's going to bring what the rich Metzorah is bringing. Okay? Rebbe says, no. Omer ani af be'erchin kein. Rebbe says, you know what? This concept of what applies to Korbanot, where we go after what the guy bringing the Korban is the same in Erechin. Right? Look at Rashi here. Af ani. Omer ani af be'erchin kein. Ilu mitrame be'erchin dumia k'de korbanot, haveke korbanot. Says if he's the way that he's behaving, he's talking about erchin in the same way as korban, the same as a korbanot. The hard da'amar to the erchin eloka korbanot. Why did you say erchin or not? In other words, why did we draw the distinction between erchin and korbanot? Mishum de lo damu adade. They aren't similar to each other. Why? Do we name ma'ani she'erich ashir noten erich ani lefi eseg yado? Why does he says of Rebbe? When we said that an ani who makes an erich, right, we make him pay according to what he can pay with erichin, mishum dein hashir chayav klum v'lo damil matzora. What's happening over here? When I come along as an erichin, I say erich mani alai. Is there any chiyuv whatsoever hovering around mani? No, he's a third party, independent party. Just happens that I chose him as the subject of my neder, correct? But there's nothing that he's got to do. Then we can say, Erchi alai, and we talk about me. But when it comes to Metzorah, right? V'lo dami l'metzorah. V'zeh she'amar ala hashir, and therefore, in a case like that, when we said ala hashir, lo nekam elefi midach na tav shel hashir, if the guy happened to be a rich guy, we weren't talking about his wealth or his value or his money. We're just discussing what? His age. I just chose him as my subject. He happens to be of a certain age, and that's what comes in. Shepetuchin or yeterin al shlotav shelo, whether he's old or young. Hilchach nidon be'eseg yad. Therefore, we can, in that situation, we can look at the guy who's making the net here and to say, well, how much can he afford? Shnotav shelo, right? Hilchach nidon be'eseg yad. Ta'alo piresh klum, ele erech midat shnotav shel ashir, shel ha'ashir kibel alav. He only basically went after his years. V'din erech nidon beheseg yad. Aval ashir shamar erki alai. Hold on. I know it's sounding complicated, but you'll see why it'll be complicated. I said, look at Rashi. Af erech inami v'chim dey ma ani sherich et ashir noten erech ani. So it says here, why do we say that? She'ain ashir chayav klom. He said, aval ashir. But a rich guy who says shamar erki alai. A rich guy, let's say now, not a metzora, in erechin. A rich guy standing in a place, and he says, Erki alai. Right? I'm making a neder. Have I got a chiyuv to bring something? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Now, in a case like this, Veshama ani, and now the ani hears me saying, Erki alai, not but sorry anymore, Erki alai, Vamar Masha Marze alai, what that guy says I'm going to bring. No, we can't now say, what is it? But he's an ani, beheseg yad. So Rebbe says in Korban, the same as basically, he says there's no real difference. Rebbe says like this, in Erechin and Korban, there's no difference. It depends whether the person that I am copying in my neder has a chiyuv or not. If he's got a chiyuv, then I have to bring what he said. If he hasn't got a chiyuv, then I ignore who he is and what he says, go after his age. So he says, Korban and Erechin are the same. Tanakam would say, no, Erechin and Korban are completely different. In Erechin, we go after the person making the neder, and therefore, irrespective of who the other guy was, he's got to bring what he can afford to bring. With Rabbi says, no, it depends whether the subject of my neder has a chiyuv or not. Is that clear? Okay. So, Gemara's like this. Heseg yad b'marich. The Gemara asks a question on the Lashon of the beginning of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, Heseg yad b'noder. Now, we know, if we want to be very purist in our approach, we made a distinction between damai alai or erki alai. Erki alai, we called it what? Marich. And damai alai is noder. That's making a neder. Make a neder. You are marich. So the Gemishna said, heseg yad benoder. So the Gemara says, look at the Shitta, actually adds it in here. If you look at Gimel of the Shitta, it says, heseg yad benoder, quotes the Mishnah.
And it says, it's not a seg yad benoder, it's a seg yad bemarichu. Why do you use the lashon heseg yad benoder? There's not a seg yad benoder. Heseg yad applies when it's a marich. Come on, says you're right. Kirchtiv asher haseg yad hanoder yechinu hakohen. Because the pasuk says asher tasig yad hanoder. Since the pasuk says asher tasig yad hanoder, it calls him the noder, we use the lashon of noder. Okay? So the next question, the same idea. Hashanim benider. Why do you say shanim benider? It should be shanim benerach. With me? Same question, right? Someone says, no, I did the Amar Hesek Yabinoder, I mean, it's not. Because we use it already, the neder on Hesek Yab, we use the same Lashon on Noder. Okay, Hesek Yabinoder, Ketzat. So that goes to the Mishnah. Mishnah said, give us examples of how this Hesek Yad works when it comes to being able to afford or not able to afford it. Ani Sherichet Ashir Notenerich Ani. That's the quote from the Mishnah. So if he's a poor guy and he's marich and ashir, he pays what he can afford. One says, my timer. Why? Damakra. Asher tasig yad noder. Because the passage is straightforward. Whatever the noder can afford. But noder, tali rachmana. As far as the Torah is concerned, it goes after the noder, not after the nidar, the person he's speaking about. And then the Mishnah said, aval bekorbanot einoken. When it comes to Mishnah, a little bit, to korban is different. Why? Hare she'amar. Person says korbanot shel metzora ze alai. He makes it sees a metzora bring korbanot, and he says whatever the metzora is bringing, I'm going to bring as well. Haya metzora ani bring korban ani. Now the Gemara says, what is if afal gav de madiro ashir? Does that not make any difference? Would it be irrespective of who the guy was? The madiro over here is the person making the neder. I'm making my neder on his neder. So that's and metzora bringing I bring korbanot. And then the other guy says, that Mitzvah, we said if the Mitzvah was an Ani, he brings as an Ani. But what happens if the guy himself is a rich guy? It's not part of him to go and buy the best animals in the world. Why are we allowing him the dispensation of getting over the cheap Korban because the Ani, the Mitzvah happened to be cheap? In other words, if we look beyond the person himself, Mitzvah should bring a fancy Korban. Ah, he's a poor Mitzvah if we got a special dispensation. This guy's a rich guy. Why is he getting over with a poor guy's din? Okay, that's the most question. But I forgot the main issue. It says, "Ve'im dalu, Amar Rachmana." Right. So this, I think, this is like all part of the same question, right? I forgot the Mishnah. Ve'im dalu. It says, if he's poor, I'm about a lord dalu, and this guy now who's making the neder based on the mitzvah, he's not a poor guy. So look at this. Gemara says, "You're right." I'm Rav Yitzchak. Keshehaya madiro ani. You're right. When do we say with korbanot is different to erchin? When the guy making the neder about the Mitzvah's korban on a poor guy, if he's a rich guy, he's going to bring a rich amount, right? So Gemara says, wait a second. V'dil ma'alei didei achash rachmana. But now, why do we even care that this guy's poor? Dil ma'alei didei achash rachmana. Look at Rashi. What's alei didei? I skipped the way down the bottom there. Dil ma'alei didei de Mitzvah achash rachmana. Adalut. Maybe we should say no. We don't care that the guy who's making it is poor. Who gets dispensation as a Mitzvah? The Mitzvah himself. And only when the Mitzvah is poor do we get it. But if this guy making the neder happens to be even he's poor, we don't care about him. The Torah speaks about the Mitzvah, about him. And therefore, that our problem, he's a poor guy. He took upon himself what Mitzvah brings. He's going to bring the best korban altogether. Da'akativ, who? Right? Because it says there, who's who? The Mitzvah himself. So Amarav Anabar Ava, Pasuk says, Va'ein Yadom HaSeget, when the Torah tells us there with regards to the Mitzvah, look at the Mitzvah, Va'im Dalhu, it says he's poor, Va'ein Yadom HaSeget. Why does it repeat itself? If it already said Dal, he's poor. Why do we have to say Va'ein Yadom and his hand can't afford it? If he's poor, obviously his hand can't afford it. So what's the Riboy in the Pasuk? L'rabot et ha-noder, right? To include the Noder. However, Aval Madiro Ashir, but if the Madir, the guy making the neder, based on the Mitzvah's Korban, is Ashir, Hachinami de Maitei Ba'ashirut. So we see an interesting aloha via. And in our Mishnah, we said that with Korban, it's not the same as Mitzvah. You'll see there that it depends on the guy making the neder himself, right? If the Ani was a Mitzvah, and he's a Mitzvah, the Mitzvah was Ani, and he's Ani, he brings like an Ani. If the Mitzvah was Ani, but he is rich, he's going to bring as a rich guy. If the Mitzvah was rich and he's Ani, also going to bring as the rich guy. Right? Got it? So that's the difference over there. Okay, the Gemara's like it. Now, Im Kain, if that's the case, so my Avava Kumran Okain. So then, if basically you're telling me over here that when it comes to Korbanot, it's not different, we see that there isn't such a great difference between the two. Right? Look at Rashi here. My Avava Kumran Okain.
Ha, if that's the case, b'korbanot nami aslat bata noder. Yeah, we see in this now, based on what you just explained over here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak, sorry, that even when it comes to korbanot, we go after the guy making the neder. When it came to Erechim, we said we go after the guy making the neder. If he's poor, he brings poor. If he's rich, he brings rich. So to Avia, it turns out, bottom line, if the guy making the neder is rich, he's got to bring rich. If he's poor, he can bring poor, assuming that the Metzora was poor. Right? Question clear? So now, if you look at Rabbi Gershom, he fills in a missing word. He says, Lo'olam b'korbanot azlinan batar nidar dahainu Metzora. He says, no. As a rule, with korbanot, we go after not the noder, the nidar, the guy we're making the neder about. However, right, however, chada, there are two types of dinim over here. Chada, it would depend. Chada a metzora ani, u madiro ani. So we always look at the metzora. We base it on the metzora. But there's a din like this. If the metzora is a poor guy, and the guy making the neder to bring what the Metzora had was supposed to bring, also poor, that's one din. Look at Rashi there. Klomar, vadai chade mehenech mili demadit in the hanuach. Diktani imaya Metzora ani mevi korban ani. Vadai mehenech, when it said there that he brings ani, we definitely speak about a guy who himself is also ani. And then, uvachada, and another halocha, Metzora ashir umadiro ani. When there's a Metzora who's ashir and the madir, and look at Rashi, that's the last wide lines of Rashi. When we said the korbanot are different, we speak about what? If Metzora was ashir, right? Mevi korban ashir, v'afal gav the madiro ani, even though the madiro is ani, right? And yes, says Rashi, v'ahainu lemeute madir, right? The guy's making a neder on a Metzora, midin erchin. Right, does lo azidan bata noder. With Erechim, we go after the noder. With Metzora, we always go after the Metzora, the nidar. However, if the Metzora was rich, then he will bring it if he's poor. If the Metzora was poor, he'll bring it as poor, provided he's poor. You got it? Provided he's poor. Okay. The word says, why do we need these two dinim? Because what would we have thought? Hoyel ve'itravu, itravu. But I thought, since there's a ribui over here. There's a ribui kamash melan. Bottom line is, Rashi klomar. Tzachem, what we have thought. Klomar is chichlash binan. Aval the korban. And okay, why do we have to add in that line there when it comes to korban? It's difficult, even though we see there are similarities. Right? Lashbinan says Rashi, the heched the metzora ashir umadir ani mevi korban ashir. When the metzora is rich and the guy making the neder to bring what the metzora is bringing is poor, we might have thought that since the ribu over here, look at Rashi, hoyel ve'initribu noder miva'en yero maseget, dechashchman alei ki hava ihu ani umetzor ani, itribay nami afilu heched de metzor ashir hoyel ve'hu ani kamash melan. So you might have thought that since when the metzor is rich, and when the metzor is ani, and he's an ani, he brings as an ani, as a poor guy, we might have thought that therefore, even if the metzor was rich, and he was ani, he could bring as an ani. Kamashla, no. We go after the Metzora. If the Metzora is rich, we don't care what the Noder is. Even if he's poor, he brings the poor. The only time it works out the way, if the Metzora was poor and he's rich, then he's got to bring differently. Okay? That's the Gemara's answer there. Kamashla. Okay. The Shittim Tuk Betzit adds in here. He says there, Kedetanya, like we learned in a Brighter. He adds in that Betzit is Kedetanya. We learned in a Brighter. Lefi shematinu be'erchin, we learn in Erechin, ani sheherich et ha'ashir, an ani who makes a erich on a rich person, noten erich ani. He, we know that he brings only what he can afford. So now yachol afze, look at Rashi, would it be, maybe we might have thought, we continue to explain, would it be the same thing with regards to a Metzora? Look at Rashi there, yachol, anybody find that Rashi? Yeah, can you see it? Like just below Rabbeinu, where Rabbeinu Gershom starts. It says, Yachol af zekeim, ani she'amar korban metzora ashir ze'alai. If a poor guy, so we repeat what we said, if a poor guy says, this rich metzora's korban is for me, right? So we really have thought there, like just like in Erchin, we go after the ani, tamud lomar, imdalhu, right? Imdalhu, right? Look at Rashi there, imdalhu, chashachman alei on the metzora.
velo al madiro. Okay, bottom line to the conclusion there. The Torah is concerned with the matzori, the mature was poor, not if the ani was poor, if the ne'er ma'arich was poor. Therefore, the noder would have to bring the rich korban, even though, because he was rich, even though he was poor. The Torah was rich, therefore he's got to bring it. So now the Gemara is like a Zakul Rebbe. So now we've got a bit of a question to Rebbe, because if you look back in the Mishnah, right, Rebbe said, Af ani, omer ani, af be'erchin kain. Right, Rebbe says when it comes to Erchin, it's exactly the same thing, right? Remember how we explained Rebbe when he said, Af be'erchin kain? He says that Erchin and Korbanot are pretty similar, right? So he says like this, Rebbe Amar Omer Afani be'erchin kain, Alma Batar Chiyuvet the Gavajinan. So it seems to say that as far as Rebbe is concerned, we always look at the guy who's making the neder, Chiyuvet the Gavra. And this cry, this pasuk which you just brought a second ago, which you said the im dal hu, right? We've said the im dal hu, right? Look at Rashi. Ote mitzora ani. Hold on. Un Rebbe de Amar. Look at Rashi. Yeah, I got to be honest. I got to be confused with this. Un Rebbe de Amar af be'erchin kain de'i have ashir mechuyav erech. Right. If, in other words, when it came to Rebbe Amar Omer Af Be'erchin Kain. And what Rebbe is saying over here, Di Have Ashir Mechuyav Erech. If the guy, let's say that we don't want a Metzora. Remember, Rebbe said that it would depend if the person is Chayav or not. The person that I'm making my Neder based upon, is he Chayav to bring anything or not? If he's just done a third party, he's got no Chiyuv whatsoever, that's when we go after the Noder. But if the person that I'm making my Erech on, he himself is Chayav, like a person said, Erki Alai, and he's a rich guy, and I say that what he is making is Erech on, I'm making my Erech on, then I've got to give what he's giving, irrespective of whether I'm poor or not poor. Remember we said that, right? So look at Rashi says, yeah, well, Rebbe Amar Af Pe Erechin Kain, De'i Habe Ashir Mechuyav Erech. The rich guy makes a neder of Erechin. Vamar Ani, the poor guy says, Masha Amar Ze Alai, what he gives, Noten Erech Ashir. Therefore, I've now, even though I'm a poor guy, even in the din of Erchin, I now no longer go after the Nodir, I go after the Nidar. You with me? Right? I'm a Batar Chiyuve de Gavre de Ne'erach. I go after the Ne'erach, not the Nodir. Hechadu Chayev, do me the Metzora. Second, same as the Metzora. Vaha de Metzora Ashir. We saw if a Metzora is rich, Umadira, and the guy making the Nidir based on the Metzora's Korban is poor. Lo Chichere Meute, who? We don't need this huya. We asked earlier on with regard to Chachamim, Yachol Avze, is there a heter in Metzora? We said, no, Dal. We got Dal Hu for the Metzora. So now he's the contrary Rebbe, who said that Erchin and Metzora are the same. We don't need that word Dal. So what is that word Dal cover? Who? What's it who now to the Dal Hu? What's the who telling me? We don't need the who anymore. Right? He says, no, Lebuta Metzora Ani Umadiro Ashir. He says, no, that comes the other way around. Where a Metzora is, to teach us the din, basically in Metzora, right? If a Metzora is Ani and Umadiro Ashir. So we want to say, right? Why do we need that Chiyuv? Because we say, what's a Havamina? That Rebbe said, we go after the Chiyuv the Gavra Aslinan. So if we go after the Chiyuv the Gavra Aslinan, then what would we have thought? I would have thought. Tell you, I was battled this last time. I'm battling this morning, right? So see, Ari, that's what I said to you. That's a little bit trickier than yesterday, right? It says, yeah. Hoil. So wait, let's look at Rashi. The Mutem Metzora Ani Umadiru Ashir. Rashi is there. What did that pasuk for? The mighty ba'ashirut that you always bring with richness. Rabbanan lo istrach lemeute. They don't need a pasuk to exclude this din of Yahweh. The hoil de be'erchin as gonna batonore. Ah, you see, because Rebbe goes after the nidar, the guy that you're making the nidar on. Chachamim go after the nodir. So Chachamim don't need this pasuk over here of who with regards to erchin, because they say we go after the nodir. Rebbe, who says we can, in circumstances of erchin, go after the nidar, he needs a pasuk to exclude circumstances where the Noder, even though the Nidar is poor, the Noder was left to bring a rich korban, a rich erchin. But Metzora Namias in Ambatar Noder, Aval Rebbe Itzrich Lachki, Rebbe would need this pasuk over here. I'm not sure I understand 100%. However, we might have thought that you always go after the Azizan Lef or Kamash Malan. We've got a case where you wouldn't go after the Ashir either. Anyhow, I hope that that's a little bit clearer. Just to basically say, at least to help myself understand it, basically we've got a situation where, according to Rebbe, Rebbe says that we look to see if the person that you're basing your neder on is chayev or not. If the person you base your neder on is chayev, then you're stuck in his paradigm. If he isn't chayev, then you go into your paradigm. So you'll go after the noder if the third party's got no chiyuv. You go after the nidar if the third party has got a chiyuv. And the chachamim, they always go after the noder and never after the nidar, the guy making the neder about. So they don't really need a pasuk. Rebbe will need a pasuk to determine whether, when are the circumstances that you're going one after the noder or one after the nidar. Is that clear? I think that's pretty clear. Okay. New Mishnah. So now it's on the condition of the back of what we just spoke about. Haya ani veheshir. We're back in Erchina, right? So a person was an ani and then he became rich. Rashi adds inya kodem shnetina, right? Before he gave the money. So he made a neder of Erchin and he was a poor guy, but he made it. And then he became rich. Or Ashir Henia, or he was rich and then he made a poor one. Right? So you say in either of these two cases, Noten Erech Ashir. So even though when he made the neder he was poor and he became rich, or he was rich when he made the neder he became poor, he once the rich was involved at any stage before we're given the money, right? We give Erech Ashir. Look at Rashi there. Kodim Natina O Ashir Veni Kodim Natina Noten Erech Ashir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu, the shit adds in there, even if he was ani, he was poor, veheshir, then he became rich. Vechazar veheani, noten erech ashir. He gives rich. In other words, contra, Yehuda makes no. Right. But at any given stage of your, at any given stage of the life of this neder, when you made it until you had given it, you were poor, you became rich, you became poor again, rich again. Rich was, there was a word, at one stage in that period, you were rich, you're rich, you got to bring rich. Now, what does it mean, bring rich? Because the guy hasn't got the money. It means he brings what he can afford to bring, and there's a hovering debt owed to Hegdesh. That if one day, please God, he becomes rich again or inherits money, in the case is, he's got to pay a debt. If he was an ani, so then he falls into the category of Heseg Yad. Well, he could pay what he could afford to pay, and then he's free. That's the nafkamina here, right? We don't say you've got to go beg, borrow, or steal money now. You pay what you can pay now, but there's this debt which is pending in your balance sheet. Every end of every year, you've got to put in the balance as an owing to Hegdesh. That's what it means. So here it says, Rabbi Yehuda, again, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, Aval b'korbanot einoken. Aval b'korbanot is not the same. Look at Rashi there, Aval b'korbanot einoken. Shima ya metzora ashir. Right? Same idea. There was a rich metzora, vehe ani, and he became poor. Or ani, metzora ani, vehe eshir, then he became rich. Hakol holech achar havaat korbanot. With regard to a metzora there, with korbanot, doesn't go, we don't care what happens during the life of the neder till you give the money. There we look at the time that you bring your korban. Now we'll see in a second, not so partial either, exactly what that means. But there, Rakhama bright to the Gemara, we'll see Metzora, Rashi says, Metzora should be korban. Time the ikva bakra, we'll see it's based on a pasuk. Lamark, we'll see that to others in Machloket as well, how that works out. But basically, korban, what it goes after, when I bring the korban, was I a rich guy or a poor guy? If the guy was a poor guy, a rich guy when he made the neder, when he was Metzora. And at the time he came to bring the korban, he became poor, he'd bring a poor. If he was a poor guy while he was a Metzora, he came to bring the korban, he suddenly got rich, he have to bring a rich korban of Metzora. Now there's a machloket over here where the afilu meit aviv is a new halacha which goes back to Erech, or if it's a continuation of Metzora, or if it's both. If it applies to both. Okay, Rashi seems to explain it here. Afilu meit aviv, look at Rashi. Rashi says specifically, afilu meit aviv, a erchin kai. This is discussing erchin, not the korbanot. It's a separate halacha. Afilu meit aviv shel ma'arich ze. If the guy making the neder of Erech, if he was a poor guy and his father died, he's going to inherit a ton of money. Right? That's the question. Right? B'shah she'akoyin ma'aricho. The kohen now has to assess what his abilities are. Now, when the kohen assesses his abilities, we know that his father just died. And when they probate the will, which could take, I don't know, 3 months or 10 years, right, depending on which country you're in or how complicated it is, right? He's going to become a rich guy. Does the Kohen take that future inheritance into account or not? Right? Ve'heniach lo ribui mana, thousands of money, or sfinato, or his boat, whatever the case is, we'll explain. So that's the question of this. The Mishnah seems to say, according to this Rashi, there's a Tosfot, by the way, on tomorrow's daf, which learns the Rashi a little bit differently, and wants to say that it's part of the korbanot and okay afilu meit aviv v'niach lo ribui. Right? Osinato b'yam. According to this Mishnah, makes a difference. We look at what the guy can afford now, not what's coming to him in the future. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Okay, ani veheshir. Now the gross like this. Ani veheshir. Right. So when we say that he was poor and then he became rich, we said in the Mishnah that we pay always rich, right? Because the pasuk says, "Asher yada no der." Right. It's quite simple. Look at Rashi there. Asher ve'ni asher zigar haner. The mashma bata shat neder asidam. Because it says asher tasig yad hanoder. What are we talking about? How much the guy can afford when he makes a neder? So it seems to be pshat. Then the Mishnah carried on and said, asher ve'ni api ani ve'asher asher tasig. Asher, if he was rich ve'he ani, and then he was rich and became poor. So why do we still say he's going to pay rich? Al pi asher tasig. Yad hanoder, right? So there the pasuk says, "Al pi asher tasig yad hanoder." Whereas he was rich, became poor. Now what he asher tasig? So I think it's saying over here what he will be able over the course of his life. Asher tasig, let him go out and find the money and make it up. That's what I think the pasuk is. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Afilu ani veheshir v'chazar ve'ani. Even if he was poor and he became rich and then he became poor again, no ten erech asher. Why? My time with Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Krak, the pasuk says, Ve'imachu me'erkecha. Look at the pasuk there. It says, Ve'imachu me'erkecha, the God to the Marich. He was wiped out of all his value. Ve'hemidol ifnei ha'kohen, ve'richoto ha'kohen, afa bi'asher tasig, yadu noder, yarichinu ha'kohen. But al pi asher tasig. What does it mean, Ve'imachu me'erkecha? Imachu me'erkecha. Ad sheyehe b'makuto mitchilato v'ad sofo. Rabbi Yehuda says, that the pasuk says, ve'im machu me'erkecha. In other words, he had to be completely destitute from the beginning till the end. This guy had periods in between when he was rich. He's not called machu me'erkecha. The destitution is out, and therefore he's not exempt from that. And therefore that asher tasig yado would only kick in if machu me'erkecha, he was a completely destitute person. Right? So the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's the case. Dalhu. What does the pasuk say? Ve'im dalhu. Look at the previous pasuk with regards to the Metzorah. It says ve'im dalhu. Here we've got ve'im machu asher tasig yado. With the Metzorah it says ve'im dalhu. If he's poor, ve'ein yado maseget v'lakach keves. So why don't we say with regards to Metzorah in Matah im dalhu? With regards to Metzorah, it's the same idea. Im dalhu. What does it mean? Dalhu. Hachinami ad sheyehe bedaluto mitchilat sofo. Just like mach, you're telling me mach with regards to a marich. He's have to be poor from beginning to end. So too, with regards to a Metzorah, tell me he's got to be poor from beginning to end. But yet we know that's not the case. Right, so he says now, Ve'im, oh God. So he says, and it's not the case, right? Because Ve'chitay ma'achinam, you're going to tell me, you're right, that's the din. We know it's not the din. How is it the din? We've got a Mishnah. We've got a Mishnah in Masechet Nida, and in Masechet Negaim. We say like this, Metzorah shevi korbanotav. A Metzorah who brought his korbanot, look at Rashi, yeah, very important Rashi, the second wide lines of Rashi. Shevi korbanotav, ketzat korbanotav. He already brought some korbanot, started the process. Right? Shevi korban as an ani. Vehe ashir. Or he brought his korbanot as an ashir. And during the korbanot process, heini became poor. What do we say? Hakol holech achar chatat, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Hakol holech achar chatat, look at Rashi there, Hakol holech achar chatat, im evi chatat behema bashirut, mevi nami ola behema. Im evi chatat haof baaniyut, pishehishir, mevi nami ola baaniyut. Rabbi, according to Rabbi Shimon, right, we look at when he brought the chatat. Maybe he's got to bring a chatat and an ola, the Metzorah, right? Bring a chatat. What was his state at the time of the Chatat? Was he an Ashir? He brings everything as Ashir. We don't care whether he became an Ani or not. Did he bring a Chatat as an Ani or Ashir? We don't care if he became an Ani. He brings it all as an Ashir. So we see that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not the case. You want to tell me that Vim Dalhu should be like Vim Machu, and therefore he has to be poor right through or rich right through. Here we see he was poor right through. He started poor, then became rich. Right? He brings it as a poor. He started rich and he became poor. He brings it as a poor. He started poor, he became rich, he brings it a poor. He started rich and he became poor, he brings it a rich. So we see that if he started poor and then became rich, he still brings it as a poor. And it wasn't that he was poor all the way through. You with me? Right? I'm just complicating for nothing. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, I call lecha achar Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we don't look at the chat, look at the Hashem. Look at Talmud, we bring the birds. But it doesn't matter. However you look at it, each one of these opinions concur that we don't look at him from the beginning till the end having to be poor. We just find a particular mark along the timeline when he was poor. So it doesn't apply. This imachu doesn't work out, the imdalhu, as you want to say, imachu. So you can't tell me what you're saying. Right? Asher lo tegedol. Rabbi Shimon Sava. Hold on. So now, Akol lecha chad shmorim. So the Gemara says, wait a second. V'hait ma'ala. What we learned about that. What did we learn about that? You can't bring this as an example. Why? Amar b'yud amar rav. Shlosh tam yikra echad darshu. These three. Right? Both Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, these three Tanaim, they all based on a pasuk. In other words, there's a gzerat hakatuv here with regards to Mitzorah. That's why it doesn't apply. You can't prove it against me with regards to Erchin. Erchin, we're learning from the Imdal Imachu. But Imdalhu, there's a separate limur, because the gzerat hakatuv. Look at Rashi. Mikra chadashu. The gzerat hakatuvi. No, if there wasn't the pasuk, then you'd have to learn like me. The imdalu would have to mean poor across the whole lifeline of the net of the mitzora. But the pasuk comes to exclude it. Right? Exera katavu. Right, what's the pasuk? Ashelota sigyad betaroto. It says Ashelota sigyado betaroto. Rabbi Shimon Sabat Davar HaMechaper. So what does it mean Ashelota sigyad betaroto? Rabbi Shimon, who said chatat. God says, what's mechaper? Chatat. Rabbi Yehuda, who said, Asham said, what's machshir? The Asham. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, we saw that in the Brayta, says he learns the birds. What is that? Gorem lo tara. What is gorem lo tara? What creates the tara for him? Umayinu tziporim. So that's why you can't learn, you can't bring me this kasha here on Mitzora. So we're back to the case of here now, where we're holding, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we have to be a machu, he has to be poor all the way, and therefore he was poor, became rich, became poor again, it doesn't matter. As long as he was rich for at one moment, he's excluded from that dispensation, he has to bring as a rich guy. Okay, the Ella, who lamali? So now, according to that question, look at the Gershom here at the bottom. Ella, the second wide lines of the Gershom towards the at the bottom. The Ella, hoyel de loda shinan im dalhu, ajib dalut bitrato batsofo. If you're telling me that dalhu doesn't tell me it's going to be poor from beginning to end, so what's the who doing there? Because we understood the imach who. Imach who comes to speak about him. So what does the who of the do? What's the who for? He says, no, it would depend. Lerebi kede itlay or Rabban kede itlay. Each one would learn it differently about. And that's why, if you saw there, Rashi said earlier on in the Mishnah, he said, when it came to be the umuta metzora ani, we said over there, we said, and Urebi kede itlay and Rabbi Yehuda kede itlay. Remember that? We had that in the Rashi earlier on. Anybody remember? Each one would use that limud for how they look at the very last line there about the Gershom. Lerebi kede itlay, kriyamina le'el lerebi lemuta metzora ani umadiro ashir. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said, Rabbi said earlier on, that if you've got a metzora who's rich, and the guy making the neder based on the metzora, right? How does he bring the money as a poor guy? And he was poor. Does he bring it as a poor or rich person? As a rich. Even though he was poor, right? Rabbi says that make a difference. Then, because there was a chiyuv where the guy making the jewel neder. And Rabbanan would say, no, Rabbanan would say that he's still bringing it as a poor person. So therefore, we got that pasuk. Elamei atah, says a Gemara. For who, if you're telling me now, this concept of who can be learned either way. And we understanding that ve'imach hu with regards to Erech, that he has to be poor. Rather, it has to be consistent, it has to be the same status all the time. So we got another pasuk where we use the word who. It says v'hu eid, right? It says over there v'nefesh ki techeta, a person made a sin, v'shama kolala, and right, and basically when we saw the person's got knows eidut, is he kashav v'hu eid or ra'o yada im lav yagib l'savro? If he doesn't come to testify, he's being over an aveira. Remember that? If he knows eidut. So same question over here. But who aid? Do we say aid she kasher mitchilato v'atzofo? Does that who now imply this aid has to be an aid, a kosher aid from the beginning? In other words, if at any given time before he'd given aidut, he would become pasul from aidut, would that no longer make him a good aid? Or would we say at the time that he knew the aidut, he was a good aid, even though now he's not a good aid, he can still give aidut? You want the question clear? All right, let's go to the question. The aid. Before you quickly run away and say yes, you're right, he has to be an aid from beginning till end, not so simple, because we're going to brighter, right? And we've learned this brighter about Batra, right? He knew the testimony. So this guy knew testimony, suddenly he married the guy's daughter, he became his son-in-law. It's Pasul Eidut. But before he became his son-in-law, he knew the aid. He was a kosher aid, right? When asachat no or pikeach v'nitcheresh, he was a guy who could see and became he could hear and he became deaf. Or patuach, he could see v'nistama and now suddenly he became blind. Or shafui, he was if clear mind v'nishtatan, he went a bit crazy. Hareze pasul, he's pasul from eidut. Aval haya yodei lo eidut ad shelo nasachot no. Right, so this was Ayah Yodelo Eidut Achlo Nasachotno, and then became his Chotno. But the brightest, then we say his Pasu. But the brightest, but Ayah Yodelo Eidut Achlo Nasachotno, Venasachotno, and he became his son in law, right? And he married the guy's wife, the guy's daughter, Vacharkach Metevito, and then Chas V'Shalom, his wife died. So now he was a kosher aid, he became a Pasul aid because he was now a son in law, now he's a kosher aid again. Or Pikeach, the guy was, he could hear, then he became deaf, then Chazarim became hearing again. Or Patuach, he could see, and then his stomach became blind, then Niftach again, his eyes opened up. Or Shafui, he was of clear mind, then Nistatab, Chazarim, then he became clear mind again. Kasher! And we say, Zeaklal, Kol Shetchilato Vesofo Bekashut, Kasher! So how can you tell me now that v'eid who, we should say like v'machu, he had to be poor all the time, he had to be a kosher all the time. Yeah, we see that he could, at one stage he was kosher aid, then he stopped being kosher aid, he became a kosher aid again, it's kosher aid, so we don't see that we have to have a complete kosher throughout the Moshe Dasha. Ani hatam, ta'amar kra, that's separate, going to pass you again, or ra'ah, right, or ra'ah. Imro yagid b'riyah, v'igadat ha'rachman ha'milte v'haik, okay, etc. We'll carry on with tomorrow.